We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dirty Work Wednesday.
Hello. Hello.
Dirty Work Wednesday. Let's see Morning Zoo.
I have a little problem.
Must be out of your mind.
Call 473-104.5.
I almost didn't do it. I thought, is this in bad taste? But you know what? I went for it. I went for it, and I'm so glad I did.
What's the worst that could happen?
Dirty Work Wednesday is on the air at 473-104.5. Hi, who's this?
Hey, it's Hannah.
Hey, Hannah. What can we do for you on this Dirty Work Wednesday?
Okay. So remember, like, that girl called you guys a while back because her boyfriend was cheating on her, and then you guys tricked him to pouring glue all over himself or something.
Yeah,
that was hilarious. I don't even think we ever called him back either, remember? We said, we'll call you back in a couple days. That was, that was a classic. So, all right, so who do you need us to pour glue on?
I need you to pour glue on my ex-boyfriend, Austin.
Okay.
That would be amazing.
Well, I don't know if the whole pour glue on yourself trick is going to work twice. That kid was pretty stupid.
Okay, yeah. Well, my ex is kind of stupid, too, so.
Okay. So, but it sounds like you want revenge for something. Is it just for breaking up with you? Like, what did he do?
So, I just found out that he's been cheating on me with a girl he met over the summer.
Oh, man. So, I'm sorry.
Hold on. He met this girl over the summer. I mean, has he been with her this whole time, or did he meet her over the summer and just start recently cheating with her?
Oh, no. Get this. He met her over the summer, and then literally within a month of meeting her, he let her move into his apartment with her.
Your boyfriend this entire time has had a girl living with him, and you never even knew about it?
No, because every time we said that we wanted to hang out, he would come to my place, and then he would always be like, oh, my place is a mess right now. Can we just go to your place?
Ah, I see. Oh. Okay. And you fell for that, huh?
Well, I mean, yeah. It was the truth. The thing is, we did go to his place, but it always was messy. It was like a bachelor pad. I mean, like, this dude didn't even have enough furniture, and his video game crap was everywhere. The bathroom was disgusting.
Okay, so when you guys hung out, it was always either out or is at your place?
Pretty much.
Okay.
So what do you know about the other girl? Like, do you know anything about her?
Just, like, that she's Russian. I don't know if he met her down on the block. I don't know. He used to go to the block with all of his stupid friends, and I guess that's where they first hooked up or something. Her name is, like, Anna or something.
I don't even know. So you said she's Russian? I bet you she's one of those summer workers who comes over and then works down at the oceanfront every summer and kind of hangs out.
Planning to marry him.
Oh, my God. But, like, I can't even begin to tell you guys the range of emotions that this has put me through. I mean, like, okay, first I was in total disbelief. I was like, no way, this is not true. And then I was just, like, depressed for 2 straight weeks. Like, could not get out of bed. And now I'm just, like, angry. Like, I need revenge or something.
I still can't believe he's had a girl living with him since this past summer, and you never found out. Yeah. Like, I mean, part of me really wants to get this guy back for you, but part of me wants to shake his hand, too.
No. Okay, first of all, do not shake his hand. Then no part of me wants to shake his hand. I would like to please punch him in the face or burn his apartment down because I am studying for my paralegal degree at Regent, and I can't have any criminal charges or anything like that.
So what you'd like is to have revenge but not get your hands dirty from any of it.
Yeah, you guys get your hands dirty.
That's what we say. We do the dirty work. I mean, that is the premise of this whole segment. Okay, so here's the thing. I don't think we're going to do the whole glue thing, but I do have a pretty hilarious idea. But just like the glue thing, I have serious doubts that this is going to work.
Yeah, but you didn't think the glue thing would work either. And I mean, she said that he was pretty dumb, right, Hannah?
Oh, yeah. He's very stupid.
Okay. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to call him when we come back. But in the meantime, Hannah, I'm going to put you on with Shag, and we need as much personal information about him as you can give us. Stuff like his birth date, his address, his phone number, and any kind of personal stuff that you might have. Like, even if for some reason you would have his social security number, that would help.
Yeah, I mean, I actually just filed his taxes for him with TurboTax, so I, like, have everything.
Okay. Now, this seriously improves our chances of what I'm thinking of working then. Hang on a second, and we'll call him when we come back. So, we asked her, I said, something that will help us get revenge is give us as much personal information about your boyfriend as ever. Shaggy, you did great.
Yep, she made a bunch.
Apparently, she just did his taxes for TurboTax, so she had all of his info. We have his social security number. We have his phone number, obviously. We have his address. We have his first.
I have his size.
Middle and last. I don't think we'll need that. So,
never know.
We are about to call Austin. We're hoping this will work. She said he's pretty stupid, so we're going to find out. Yes, can I speak to Austin Keith, please?
Yeah, this is he.
Good morning, Mr. My name is Special Agent Philip Dunphy. Do you have a few minutes to speak with me this morning?
Yeah, sure. About what?
Have you been seeing a young lady by the name of Anna Prokhorov? She's a Russian girl, blonde hair, about 5'7", goes mostly by Anna or Anna to her friends.
I think I know who she is. I've hung out with her a few times down at the oceanfront.
Okay, here's the deal. Her name isn't Anna Prokhorov. It's actually Anna Natalia Rachmaninoff. And right now she's under investigation for stealing the identities of 13 different young men, yourself included.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I'm afraid so. And listen, if you're currently seeing her, then you're about to become victim 14. See, I know your full name is Austin Keith. I know you live at the apartment building at 1260 in apartment 12B. I know your date of birth is August 23rd, 1997. And I know your social security number is 382-049. You want to know how I know that? Because I paid for all that information on the dark web. And you want to know who sold it to me? Your new girlfriend.
Gotta be shitting me, man.
Listen, son, I wish I was. This girl runs the same MO on pretty much every guy she meets. She picks them up in a bar, usually down at the oceanfront, introduces herself, lets about a month or so go by. Then she says she can't find a place to live. She says she's looking for somewhere, but she hasn't found anything.
Dude, that's exactly what she did to me. She was like, my roommate is moving back home, and which means I got to find a new roommate fast.
Yeah, and now let me guess. You let her stay with you.
I mean, yeah, I had to. Yeah, I told her she can come crash until she found somewhere else. But
yeah, so listen, here's what's going to happen. In about a week or two, she's going to tell you that her family's having some big emergency back home, and she's going to ask if she can borrow some money. Then she'll leave, and you will never see her again. She's probably already made money off of your identity for sale right now.
What the f***, man?
Yeah, and I know that this is all kind of shocking to you, like it's the plot of some kind of spy movie or something, but I'm afraid the truth really isn't that glamorous. The truth is, you lose your identity, you lose your money, and your credit score goes down the crapper as well.
Okay, so what do I need to do, man? Just
well,
tell me what
now,
I need to
do. Hold on now. Is she staying at your residence?
Yes.
Okay, is she there right now?
Probably. I'm not certain 100%.
Okay. When do you think is the next time she'll be leaving to go out?
She works in the afternoon. I think around 2:33.
Okay, so here's what I'm going to instruct you to do. When she leaves, I want you to gather up all her things, her clothes, her shoes, all her makeup, her lady products, her jewelry, basically anything she has in your apartment that's hers. I want you to put it all in a box, like probably like a moving box. Can you get your hands on a moving box?
Yeah, no problem.
Okay, so what I want you to do is I want you to put all her belongings in this box. I'm going to have some seizure agents come and confiscate it as evidence. Now, here's the tricky part. Right now, the only people who know she's living with you are you, me, and Jesus. And I don't want these agents kicking in your front door, and I don't want you to be charged with harboring a fugitive of the law. So we're just going to forget for now that she's staying with you. I want you to put that box of her stuff somewhere outside of your building, somewhere out of sight. Do you have like a garbage dumpster anywhere in your parking lot?
Yeah, we have one right behind our building.
Okay, perfect. So what I want you to do is put the box with everything she owns in that dumpster. I'm going to tell the seizure agents that we had an anonymous tip and that they'll find it there by themselves. Now, once that happens, a second group of agents are going to pick her up at her workplace. If for some reason she somehow eludes these agents and makes it back to your apartment, do not, under any circumstances, let her in. Lock your door, use the deadbolt, whatever you got to do.
I mean, I don't have a problem, but the thing is, she has my spare key, so she can still get in.
Well, do you have a door chain?
Yes.
Okay, well, keep that on. And like I said, don't let her in. No matter how much she begs with you and lies to you, don't let her in. If you open that door and you let her in, you are legally harboring an international fugitive. You understand?
Yes, I understand.
All right, now I'm trying to protect you here, okay? I'm bending the rules here, so please don't make me regret it.
I won't, sir. I promise.
All right, there's one more thing. She's probably going to try calling you or texting you. Your best bet is to not respond to anything. Remember, every text you make and every phone conversation you have is recoverable and usable in a court of law. Understand?
I understand, yes.
Okay, so do everything I told you. I'll call you tomorrow to check up on everything and give you an update, okay?
Okay, thanks. I can't believe this is happening to me, man.
If I had a nickel for every time I heard that, I wouldn't be working this racket anymore. I can tell you that much.
So wait, let me ask you this, sir. How do I get a hold of you?
Well, you can call CTU, and you can ask for Agent Philip Dunphy.
Okay, and I guess I can just Google the number or something?
You sure can. All right, good luck, and remember, don't say a word about this to anyone. This is an ongoing federal investigation, understood?
Yes, sir, gotcha. No, not a problem.
All right, thank you for your cooperation. I'll speak with you tomorrow.
Okay, bye.
Hannah, he really is stupid. You were right.
Oh, my God. That was so awesome, you guys. I'm dead.
I feel like the reason that he really fell for it is because, like, you had all of his information.
Yeah, that definitely helped a lot.
Now, are you actually going to call him back tomorrow? I mean, or are you going to leave us all hanging like you did with the glue in the pants, dude?
Do you want to call him back tomorrow? Like, we totally should. Instead of hook up or hang up, we should call him.
Yes. I mean, everybody is going to want to know what happened when this girl tried to come back after work.
Hannah, do you want to join us again tomorrow? Like, when we call him tomorrow morning?
You know, I think I'm just going to kind of sit in my car and listen to everybody else.
Okay, I understand. All right, well, that's fine. So tomorrow morning at around 8 o'clock, we are going to call him back, and we will get to hear what happened when this girl came back.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.